Next person is Morris, last name M-O-R-R-I-S, first name Fred, F-R-E-D. Mr. Morris is 86, born 10-26-35, 10-26-35. This is an 86-year-old gentleman, non-responsive, non-communicative black man who's being evaluated for hospice care. Patient recently was hospitalized with UTI, metabolic encephalopathy, end-stage Alzheimer's, diabetes, hypertension, and protein calorie malnutrition. During the hospitalization, family has desired no PEG-2 placement and no heroics. Subsequently, patient has been sent to group home for further care and hospice care to finish the rest of his time in comfort at the group home before he passes away. The review of system is indicative of weight loss, history of multiple lacunar strokes in the past, ADL dependency total, totally bedridden, never gets out of bed, nonverbal, is able to swallow but small amount of puree slash mechanically soft diet, generalized weakness, generalized muscle weakness and muscle wasting, temporal and lower extremity, bowel, bladder incontinent, and ADL dependent, period. Patients, allergy none, medication, do the blank for now. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Let's see, family history, not contributory surgery, no recent surgery reported. Blood pressure is 140 over 90. Respiration is 22 of febrile. Heart positive, one positive, 2. Lungs clear. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Skin shows decreased turgor. Oral mucosa is dry. Neurological, patient is not moving upper or lower extremities. Is not able to feed himself or but does not appears to have severe generalized weakness, but no lateralizing signs noted. Assessment here, we have an 86-year-old gentleman with very end-stage dementia, as evident by weight loss, decreased appetite, total ADL dependence, bowel and bladder incontinence, nonverbal, very little appetite, only tolerating mechanically soft diet, associated with recent hospitalization for UTI and metabolic encephalopathy, which are both indicative of end-stage dementia and near-death condition. Period. Family has desired no further hospitalization and or PEG-2 placement. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and will be admitted to hospice for further care. Patient meets the criteria for advanced dementia and hospice care under rules and regulations of hospice enrollment. Thank you.